At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
With the housing market ever present in the news, and we will be talking about the latest housing strategy later on in our Friday forum, we were wondering, when is the best time, the right time to sell or buy a house or apartment? Well, we're joined now by Rowena Quinn, who is managing partner of Hunters Estate Agents. Rowena, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Pat.
When's the best time to sell?
The time is right when you're ready, Pat. So there's no such thing as a good or a bad time. In bygone times, this was seasonal. One would think of putting their house to the market maybe after Easter when the garden was looking well, or in September when everybody's back from their summer holidays. But with parties being mortgage approved on a daily basis, and if you think about those who put their house to the market in September, they're now ready to buy in November, December. So if I was selling my house, I'd probably go off-piste. I'd probably go November, December, January, February.
At the same time, imagine showing a house today.
Oh, it would be lovely. Fires lit, candles lighting.
I'm thinking as you approach, sloshing your way up the driveway to see the house.
Probably not ideal for experiencing the garden. But then what I would say is if you are selling your house, your garden, have photographs from what it looked like in the summertime. Have them on the table. Present to people. Show them what it could look like and will look like when the summer months come around.
Now, when you say you sell when you're ready, what does ready mean? Because you might need to, you know, I've got my eye on another house I need to sell. How do you ready your house or your home?
Well, I always talk about, you know, selling a home is about the three P's: your preparation, your presentation, and your pricing. And you really have to get all three right. So if you're thinking long term of selling, start the preparation now. Start the declutter. Each time you go to town or go out and about, bring a bag of goods to the charity shop. So remember, get rid of what you're not going to use in your next house at the start of the campaign, not at the end. It makes for a lot less clutter. It makes for much better photographs.
It's amazing when people do move house and they have these loads of boxes which go into literally the box room.
And or the attic.
Or never opened.
Never opened. And then all these books. Yeah, it's really about culling. It's about deciding, what do I need? What have I used in the last 6 months? What do I not need to bring to my new home? In many instances, people are downsizing, so they can't have the same amount of furniture, the same amount of books or coats. So it really is about the preparation. Presentation then is next. So look at your home through the eye of the camera. Neutral linens on your beds. Depersonalize, maybe with some of the family photographs, put them away. Clear your countertops. So again, the first introduction to your home will be the photographs online. So good photographs will hopefully lead to good viewing numbers.
Now, when people go to view a house or an apartment, do they tend to poke in the cupboards?
They don't.
Because you know the way people just take stuff and shove it into a cupboard to get it out of the way.
What I'd probably suggest is you just tie the cupboard shut with a little piece of ribbon. And most people won't be bold enough to open that piece of ribbon.
Okay, so you hide your clutter from the potential purchaser.
Yeah, or ideally get rid of that clutter before you start.
Now, you know, the day you buy, the day you sell, they always say. The question is, many people are selling in order to buy. How difficult is that process these days?
Well, again, it's about the preparation being organised. So prior to bringing your property to the market, do your homework. Get your BER, your building energy rating. That has to be done by a professional. It generally takes about a week to do so. To generate the BER, you have to give the professional your MPRN number on your electricity bill. Contact your solicitor. Make sure that he or she has access to your title deeds. If they're with a bank, it can take up to 2 to 3 weeks to get the deeds from the bank. Your solicitor cannot prepare your contract until they have the deeds. Thirdly, if you live in a housing development, you'll have to get the multi-unit development pack from your managing agent. Again, that request will go from your solicitor to the managing agent. It can take a period of time. So that's all the preparation, the homework that one has to do before you even engage with your agent.
So many people will go to an agent and say, I want
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Flogged my house and I've tidied it up a bit. And that's only the half of it.
That's only the start. And many people think once you've gone sale agreed and you've got your price that you want, that it's all done. That's only the start. So then it's getting it through legals and getting to a binding contract for you. But it's really, again, as I said, about the preparation. Once you have that part prepared, you engage your agent. You're assembling a team around you to build to sell one of the biggest assets that you have. So your team will be your agent and your solicitor. And you have to make sure that team's working in your favour.
Now, the problem of pricing a home, you can look at maybe the price that the similar house down the road got, and then you say, but my house is much nicer than that. Who decides on the price to put on the ad?
Well, the agent will guide you in terms of your strategy. But remember, the buyer will ultimately decide what it's worth. The people with the money will decide what they're willing to pay for it. And I would always urge caution. And at the moment, there's a little bit of talk about the market being sticky, especially at the upper end. And the reason for that, Pat, is people have pushed the pricing up. So be cautious and be realistic with your pricing instead of being optimistic. And that will result in a good campaign.
When you say a campaign, how long does it typically take?
Well, again, with supply being so tight, once you launch your property on the various different portals and it's put out through the database and agents contact their listing, generally viewings should commence within 3 to 4 days. And you should have activity in 3 to 4 weeks, Pat. If you don't have activity at a time when supply is so tight, there's something wrong. And generally that something is the price.
Generally, the price.
It is.
Now, the question people put their house, their 3-bed semi on the market, and they say, we're looking for 460. The person comes in and they say, I've got 460, I'll give it to you. And the estate agent says, we already have a bid in for 470 or 490. And the guy says, but I'm the first person to be here. How could that be? And there is a suspicion that there's kind of a bidding process going on instead of, a sales process.
Well, most agents nowadays use a bidding technology whereby buyers are obliged to register to bid. And to do so, they have to upload their proof of funds and also their identification. And they will log their bid on a system. I would always say to parties, if you are placing an offer on a property, do so in writing. If the agent is not using a bidding system, put your offer in writing via email.
You see, I don't get this. There are 3 ways to sell a house. One is by private treaty, mm-hmm. One is by tender, and one is by auction. If effectively estate agents are running auctions all the time, but they're not public auctions, they're these kind of technology auctions where you're doing your bid, that's not really fair. If you want to sell it by private treaty, put the price on, and when you get the price, take it.
You see, at a time when supply is so tight, there's always somebody willing to pay more. And that's what...
Why not put it up for a public auction then?
Well,
public tender.
Public auction takes... it's to get organised for public auction. Generally, there's a 3 to 4 week lead into an auction campaign. And for buyers to get their approval in principle and all their paperwork in order, it's a short lead in time for the majority of them. Auctions have sort of gone out of vogue. They were something that we very much used in Celtic Tiger times. We all know what happened then. Private treaty is a more transparent process in many instances.
People often believe that the seller of the house is bidding against them. You know, that they're jacking up the price or getting their brother-in-law, their distant cousin to put in a bid, which, of course, doesn't have to be realised because it's not a real bid. People think that's happening. Is it happening?
It's not happening, no. And what going back to what I said, I would ask the agent to confirm the identity, the position of the other party. Are they a cash buyer? Are they subject to the sale of a property? Ask the question. So what's the profile of the party I'm bidding against? What's their buying position? Are they ready to buy? Do they have a property to sell? So it's really assembling the information to help you make an informed decision as to whether you want to counter
bid or
not.
I know our listeners will be contacting me to say, well, we put a bid in and we were told we were outbid in this process. And then the estate agent comes crawling back and saying, by the way, that bid fell through. We'll take yours.
Well, in many instances at the moment, people are bidding on multiple properties and they're favouring the one where they get the best as a result in the end. I think it's tricky for buyers because supply is so tight and there's such a number of instances where there is competitive bidding at the moment. And that's making it hard for buyers in this market.
So in conclusion, I suppose, even though it's a dismal November day, this possibly is the best time to sell.
It may just be.
Rowena Quinn, who is Managing Editor of Hunter's Estate Agents, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.